Welcome. This is Christopher Holmes, back for another two-hour session on Zero Point Radio Show through BBS Radio. I work through the Zero Point Institute for Mystical and Spiritual Science. I'm a clinical and forensic psychologist, and I've studied mystical and spiritual teachings for 30 years now, mainly in my efforts to understand the nature and origins of human consciousness. The issues of consciousness have always remained the fundamental enigma and unsolved mystery in modern science and psychology. I became interested in the subject of consciousness when I was studying to be a psychologist and realizing that psychotherapy involved waking people up or bringing the unconscious into consciousness, and I became aware that in Western psychology we only had that distinction between the conscious and the unconscious. And I became interested in, well, what further states of human consciousness are possible? So for the last 30 years I've been studying a wide range of mystical and spiritual psychologies and science, and also I'm very interested in physics and creation studies, comparing the newest ideas in science to the ancient ideas concerning creation and metaphysics. I've written two books that deal with two masterpieces of the last century, and one of those is The Secret Doctrine of H.P. Blavatsky. And Manly Hall described The Secret Doctrine as undoubtedly the magnus opus of the literature of the modern world. And the second book that I've written a book about is by the mystic G.I. Gurdjieff. And his book is entitled Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson. So I'm going to share a little bit of Gurdjieff's teaching in Beelzebub's Tales today, and then go into a discussion of the nature of psychopathy. Because as people are waking up today, we're realizing that there is indeed a group of psychopathic elites who rule the world, and they have for many years. And these people concoct wars. They mass murder people through chemtrails, inoculations, and all kinds of devious plans. And in a way, it's so bizarre that there would be a group of individuals so psychiatrically disturbed that they would do such things. It reminds me often of a quote which I often reference from J. Edgar Hoover, former head of the FBI. And he says, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And this clearly is the problem today, is that there is a conspiracy so monstrous people can't believe it exists. They can't believe that the government would deceive us in such a way, that all the mainstream media would deceive us completely, that our educators, that our doctors, this conspiracy has intertwined and penetrated every aspect of our society. The medical establishment, the psychiatric establishment, the healthcare industries, or the FDA, the World Health Organization, our military, our police, all of our institutions that we grew up being taught to trust have in a way betrayed us. Now, this doesn't mean that everybody in the military or everybody in the police or everybody in government is criminal and aware of this. That's definitely not the case. People are so compartmentalized that they don't grasp the larger nature of the situation that we're in. But today, the evidence is, through the internet, through truth networks like BBS Radio, And through the bravery and efforts of so many researchers and investigators, the truth is coming out and spreading now around the world. Clearly, Osama bin Laden and his reindeer did not bring down the two towers in New York City. It was a complete fraud. It's about as believable as the existence of Santa Claus. It truly is. Now, it wasn't clear on that day. It certainly wasn't to me. I remember that day very clearly. I was working as a forensic psychologist in an Ontario prison, a correctional center for adult offenders, and I watched the events unfold on TV with a dorm of 30 men who were taking my program. And the whole day was really quite traumatizing, and it puts a person into a state of shock. Everyone in there was almost speechless. It was like you just watch the events unfold. It was so horrific. And which, of course, is the horrifying nature of the events is intentionally used by the media, because they know once you create a trauma, then people strive for closure. They strive to understand what is happening. Like, how could this be possible? Who could do this? And the media were all pre-scripted ahead of time. They had their experts all lined up ahead of time. And within half an hour of the first airplane crashing into one of the towers, they were already telling you about Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda terrorists, and they've attacked America because they don't like American freedoms, and all the BS. And this was all pre-scripted by the media. And they had fake witnesses. And fake witnesses from all these think tanks, all the Rockefeller think tanks, where you have all these fraudulent experts who come out and they're part of the propaganda campaign to deceive the American public. And it's all pre-scripted. These people are actors. What people think of the news on the media, it is the news. They report factual aspects of what is happening, but they completely misinform you and deceive the public all the time, every day. This is their job. I often hear people saying they don't understand how the media can't be covering 9/11 truth. Why can't they be covering it? Well, of course they're not covering it. They're involved in perpetrating it. The CIA and the intelligence networks and these deviant groups, all these think tank experts who are trying to bring about their new world order, they've controlled the media for 50, 60 years. It goes back to Adolf Hitler, the use of propaganda, the use of brainwashing. And the media, over the past 50 or more years, has been intentionally used to hypnotize and deceive the American public. And not only American public, I'm Canadian. I'm coming to you from outside of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And it's the same in Canada. The media here are owned by the same criminal cabal of psychopaths who own the American media. And these media have never informed you truthfully of events that unfold on the world stage. They lied to you about the assassination of John Kennedy. They hide all the evidences. They lied to you about the Oklahoma City bombings and all the evidences. There were bombs planted in the building. They lied to you about the assassination of other Kennedys, King. They lied to you about the causes of airplane disasters which are happening around the world. These airplane disasters, they already have bombs built into many airplanes now. That's part of what they're doing. They justify it because they think, well, if we put bombs in airplanes, then if the terrorist takes over, hijacks an airplane, then we can blow the airplane out of the sky. But it also gives them the capacity to blow up any airplane they want. Boeing had to pay a huge fine after they were caught putting bombs into airplanes sold to China. Bombs and their own gyroscopic autopilot devices. And Boeing had to remove this because the Chinese didn't really want the bomb materials placed into their own planes. And it all passes by, and there's never any criminal investigation. Everything we thought we knew about our society is complete lies. Your politicians and your government don't serve you. They're a group of psychopathic criminals, the scum that rose to the top of the waters of life. It's hard to conceive. Your doctors, these people have so taken over the medical profession. They have created this pharmaceutical industry, all based on using petrochemical drugs, which cause more problems than they solve in most cases, and inoculations, which cause so many problems. Autism now, 1 million children in the United States have autism now. That's unbelievable. That's terrible. Do you know what it means to be a parent and have an autistic child? And to love that child and then to have your whole life taken over trying to care and provide for that child. One out of two families in the United States now has a parent with Alzheimer's. My father has Alzheimer's. One of the causes of Alzheimer's, they think, is aluminum, buildup of aluminum. And, of course, what's happening? We're being sprayed coast to coast all through North America by chemtrail spraying. And what is the main ingredient of chemtrail spraying? Oh, aluminum and barium, viral matter, desecrated blood plasma particles. We're being poisoned through the chemtrail spraying coast to coast. Now, most people, they think, I go out on the street sometimes and I try to point out the chemtrails to people and say, we're being poisoned, we're being poisoned. And the people, of course, would think I'm crazy. Why would anyone poison us? The government wouldn't let them do that. Our government serves us. Our government doesn't lie to us. But they do. They do. And your intelligence community and your police community, they're complete pathological liars, all controlled by the same group of psychopathic deviants, perverts, and pedophiles and psychopaths. This is really what's happened. It's like Edgar Hoover says, we're handicapped. A normal person is handicapped because the monstrous, the conspiracy, is so monstrous they can't believe it could exist. And you've been conditioned and misled by your media so much that all the little sheep people can't grasp that this horrendous situation has evolved as it has. And it is overwhelming. You wake up and it's horrifying. If you're not horrified by what's happening in the world today, you're simply asleep. You're conditioned. You're one of the sheep people who've been led to believe that Osama bin Laden and his reindeer brought down the two towers. Look at what's happened in the world. America, and I always believed in America. As a Canadian, you know, living next door to America and watching the American media and all the wonderful music out of the States and all the high ideals of American society, and I've always identified with America as a nation. And I have many friends in the United States. I've never had any troubles with Americans on a personal level. But look at what has happened in the world. America has become the world's leading terrorist organization. They have military bases in 140 countries around the world, over 700 military bases. They're tyrants. You've become tyrants. And we've allowed this project for a new American century. And these psychopaths even publicly write that they want to create a new world order under the control of these psychopathic elites. And the American military and forces have become the means by which these psychopaths could gain this ascendancy throughout the world. So if you follow the media, you always think that America is defending democracy, defending freedom around the world. So you invade Vietnam and murder 2 million Vietnamese. You pollute the whole country. 40 years later, they're all people with all kinds of deformities and such. And that was what? To protect democracy, to bring freedom to the people of Vietnam. See, the whole thing was a hoax. It was always a hoax. And it was based on another false flag terrorist event, the Gulf of Tonkin, which never happened. But it was staged, and then it was spun through the media to intentionally deceive the American public. So the American public, because these psychopaths, they knew that if they told the people of the United States, let's invade the Middle East and we can steal their resources and mass murder people, the American people would never believe it. So what they do is they stage the event, they brainwash the people so the Americans think that we're big heroes going over there to fight for democracy and protect the innocent, and the whole time you have become the terrorists. I used to work in prisons. Fellows used to say, whenever you point your finger at someone else, you always have three fingers pointing back at yourself. And see, that's what's happened. See, that we point the finger towards Al-Qaeda, okay, which is a CIA invention in the first place. They funded it. They wanted to tie Russia up in Afghanistan to weaken the Russian nation. So the Americans helped precipitate certain actions so that Russia invaded Afghanistan, and then America funded the Al-Qaeda and other Muslim resistant movements. The whole thing is concocted by these psychopathic elites. The world wars are concocted by them. Vietnam is concocted by them. You look at history, you see the CIA has been the world's leading terrorist organization. They've been involved in assassinations of the Kennedys, Vietnam, Central America, South America. It's like the CIA and these elites, they think they have the moral authority to decide what countries need a change of regime. Okay? Well, the change of regime means is that they want to have a puppet government in some other countries. Iran, at one point, had become a democratic country, and there was a democratic president, or whatever the position is, and he wanted to nationalize the oil fields, which was owned by British Petroleum and other elitist influences. So the Americans brought down that democratic country, and they installed their Shah of Iran, which is their puppet government. See, we've been lied to about so many things. The wars in Central America, again, there was a democratic popular president who wanted to nationalize the farmlands and take it from the elites and the multinational corporations and give it back to the people, and that didn't serve the interests of the elites and the big food growers who then fund resistance and terrorist movements in that country to bring down that president and then put a puppet in place who will do their bidding. And the whole time the American public has believed that you spread democracy around the world. Of course, we don't spread democracy through murdering people. See, this has happened around the world. They've tried to assassinate Chavez in Venezuela. They intervened in Peru, all throughout the world. And it's just accepted as perfectly natural that the United States has the moral authority to decide when other countries need a regime change. And it's all based on lies. And the media is the means by which they completely deceive and condition and brainwash the sleeping public. And simply involve people. There's so much titillation on TV. titillation and the football games and the sex scenes and so on, all to take people's attention away from what's really happening to your country and to our countries around the world. The CIA is a terrorist organization. The Mossad is a terrorist organization. RCMP in Canada support the terrorist organization. All these governments have deceived your own population. I only woke up to 9/11 about 3 years ago. I had no idea of this. I grew up, I had a large family, I had 5 children, and lived a life in a rural setting, and thought I was informed watching the news and reading newspapers. And I had no idea of any of this corruption until my youngest son, who was 15 at the time, showed me the movie Loose Change. And immediately on viewing it, I realized, my God, we've been intentionally deceived. 140 or 120 story buildings don't fall down in 15 seconds due to an airplane crash and fires which are almost extinguished in one of the towers. And then the towers fall down almost free fall speed, so explosively it pulverizes the concrete, traumatizes the people of New York and the nation and the world. It just doesn't happen. The whole thing was a fraud. And people think, oh, if it was a fraud, the media would report it. No, the media, their job is to hide it. That's their job. That's what they're paid for. That's why David Rockefeller meets with the media people and thanks them for their complicity in deceiving the American public, because without the help of the media, they never could have advanced their New World Order agenda as they've been able to do it. See, these people are paid a lot. They're paid a lot. They're otherwise blackmailed. The sex trade and pedophilia and prostitutes are provided to these people. They're caught, they're blackmailed, they're bribed. And these people, in a way, they sell their souls, see, for their own advancement. In a way, there's something fundamentally lacking in these people as human beings. Something perverted in their nature, that they sell their souls. They're very wealthy. Look at the psychopathic elite in your country, how wealthy. They own billions and billions of dollars. And they don't mind. If they can make money, they make money through the war industries. They've impoverished the American people by the amount of money put into your military. America has a greater military budget, I think, than all the other countries of the world combined. And of course, one thinks, Americans think that you're the great protector of democracy and freedom in the world. And the whole time, you've become the world tyrants. We take a person like Henry Kissinger. Okay, here, Henry Kissinger, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Okay, arch Zionist, puppet of the Rockefeller cartel or cabal. Look at the life of Henry Kissinger. 2 million murdered in Vietnam, millions in the Iran and Iraq wars, millions in Central and South America. He was involved in Mao, who killed 40 to 50 or more million Chinese. If you count it up, all the people Henry Kissinger has been involved in murdering over the last 40 years, it's bound to be over 50 or 60 million people. And then what's the consequence for Henry Kissinger? He gets a Nobel Peace Prize, and he's lauded. Oh, Henry Kissinger, this great statesman. The world has gone insane. We've allowed somehow, while we were sleeping, while we were watching our football games, drinking our beer, being titillated by the TV and these bosomy women and so on, they've come and stolen our nations away. They've degraded every aspect of American and life around the world. Because these problems aren't just in America, they extend around the world. Canada's just the same. The Canadian government knows 9/11 was an inside job, but they've intentionally deceived the Canadian military. When I woke up, I was shocked when I woke up to 9/11, because my son is in the military, Canadian military, and he's scheduled to go to Afghanistan, and he thinks he's going there to protect the women of Afghanistan, to protect freedom in Afghanistan. And the whole thing is based on lies. The reason they invaded Afghanistan is because they want to achieve world domination. They want to have the oil and the oil lines. They want to control the drugs. They want to have military bases. They want to extend the Zionist control of the Middle East. The whole thing is a completely criminal war. Completely. And NATO's involved, and the Canadian military, they're all guilty of treason, war crimes, crimes against humanity. These people all need to be tried. And then we think, oh, we have the United Nations, and the United Nations has all these high ideals. But it's just all lies. It's lies. United Nations doesn't believe in truth. They don't protect people around the world. All their charters and rights of individuals, it's all a complete lie. From the very beginning of the foundation of the United Nations, when the Rockefellers donated the land, and this Zionist cabal and these European gangster elites, they've controlled the UN from the very beginning. When I was in New Zealand 2 years ago, I met a man who was one of the world's experts on smallpox. And he had written a very authoritative classic book on the symptoms of smallpox and became very famous for his work. He was telling me that at one point the World Health Organization, wanted him to work for them. And he said he couldn't because it was run by Nazis. And then, see, this, of course, is what has happened after the war with Project Paperclip. They brought all these Nazis into the United Nations and into the states. All these people were brought into the CIA and the military and the media. All these Nazi scientists. And all the countries wanted all the top Nazi scientists. What's happened in the world is just unbelievable. I think of what's happened in the world, and it's this grand epic tale. It makes Lord of the Rings look small by comparison. What has actually happened in truth is far beyond the Lord of the Rings tale. It's the most amazing story. It's like God's story. See, it makes any novel look, it puts any novel to shame. It's a conspiracy so monstrous, so widespread, it's been going on for so long. It's an unbelievable story. The world is actually taken over by a group of psychopaths, perverts, and pedophiles who want to reduce the world's population to their 500 million. They don't mind murdering people, and they devise. They sit down and they Bilderbergs get together how to mass murder people and how to deceive them through the media. They can mass murder them with inoculations, chemtrail spraying, Monsanto's and all their desecrating the food supply, GM foods causing cancers in people, and they just suppress all the research. They infiltrate the medical associations, the psychiatric associations, the FDA, Health Canada, all these groups, agencies, which are supposed to serve and protect the American people and the Canadian people, have all been infiltrated. The people have been bought out. the scum rises to the top. It's the simplest way of expressing it. The scum rises to the top. And that's what's happened. The CIA doesn't serve the American people. The Mossad doesn't serve the Israeli people. The people of Israel are simply as deceived and conditioned and brainwashed by their own government and media. See, it's not all the people of Israel aren't bad. This isn't a Jewish thing. See, Jewish people have been deceived just like other peoples have been deceived. The whole thing is based on lies. And now around the world, people are waking up. I found since I've woken up, I can't go back to ordinary life in a way. This is too overwhelming. There's nothing else but to try to face this beast in modern times. We have to take our world back from these people. We have to get it clear. We have to wake people up and realize collectively, yes, there are groups of psychopaths, perverts, and pedophiles who are desecrating the planet, poisoning the air, the water. They're culling the flock, mass murdering people around the world. And now we have these H1N1 flu, and they have so many biological weapons. Okay, and these biological and chemical weapons, they're not used over on people over in other war theaters. They're used on the American public yourself. I was listening to Coast to Coast this week, and one evening they had two experts on who were talking about all these famous world biologists who had died mysteriously or actually been murdered. Whistleblowers and people who wanted to resist what was happening in the biowarfare industries. And it was interesting, at one point, a lady called in and she said, well, if these people through chemtrails are spraying us and using these weapons against us, really, they are terrorists, aren't they? And the experts, they said, yes, that's a very astute observation. You see, these are the terrorists. See, the terrorists aren't Muslims over in Afghanistan or the Middle East. That's not where the terrorists are. We have to realize who the terrorists are. The terrorists wear suits. They work in Wall Street. They're these billionaires who make money. They have a lust for power and money.
We have a caller on line three.
Sir?
We have a caller on line three?
A caller on line three. Okay, I'll take a caller. Please come in.
Hello, Dr. Holmes. This is Mark from Ohio.
Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. I would like to hear your thoughts on the Bilderberger Group. Do you believe they are the unofficial world government right now?
I think there's actually a group behind them. They're like, it's a pyramidal structure. And I think the people really at the top of it are hidden from our view. But they're very high up, yes, I believe, in this structure, like they're part of the instrumentation of the satanic world order. So yes, they're very high up, the Bilderberg Group. I mean, you look who goes to it. You know, Henry Kissinger, the Rockefellers, the Queen of Holland. Yes, I mean, it definitely is an instrument, but I do believe there's a group behind them. You know, they have Rothschild members there, like, representative of the Rothschild family. Yes.
Do you believe that Rockefeller's wealth is hidden and that he's probably more like a trillionaire?
I believe he's more like a quad. What comes after trillions?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. See, they learned long ago how to hide their wealth and avoid paying taxes by pretending that they're philanthropists, and they set up all these kind of institutes, the Council on Foreign Relations, and all these think tanks and universities, all which, so they put all their wealth into that, so they didn't have to pay taxes on it, but in a way owned the wealth of those industries and universities and think tanks and so on. Yes.
So
yes, the Rockefellers have been a scourge on American society. And you look back, and it all began, you know, with the earliest Rockefeller made money off selling petroleum products as snake oil. And then they started using, I think the early cars could run on alcohol, but they gained a monopoly, and then they prohibited alcohol, so they gained a monopoly through the petroleum industries. And they've just infiltrated every aspect of American society.
Do these people like Rockefeller, do they actually basically control our political process? In other words, I'd kind of like to hear your thoughts on Obama. He appears to me to be a bit of a puppet, just like I think Bush was.
Oh, absolutely. I believe he's completely a puppet of the New World Order. And they needed a new face, and it was, you know, because of his being black and having some kind of Muslim roots and background, he was a person, you know, people were so sick of Bush that here, you know, Obama, like, he's inspiring, and he's a handsome-looking man and a great orator. You know, people want to compare him to Kennedy or... No, I believe he's a complete puppet of the New World Order. And everything he's done, he's lied about everything he said he would do. He hasn't closed Guantanamo. He hasn't stopped the torture. He hasn't investigated the war crimes of the Bushes and Clintons. You know, he's passing further legislation. I believe this, that they're going to have the enforced inoculations. I mean, they're building up hundreds of millions of doses of these Tamiflu and other inoculations, and I believe they'll spread these viruses, and then they'll have enforced inoculations. And Obama's just—he's just their new front man. That's all.
Do you? The thing that amazes me about Obama is that otherwise, people that are very intelligent and very clued in about other things seem to have fallen under the spell of Obama, and that's what kind of amazes me. Is he using some kind of neurolinguistic kind of programming in his speech, or why are so many people misled by him?
Well, I mean, he's had massive, massive monies in the media, and it's a whole propaganda campaign, and to present him as an inspirational new world leader. He likely uses neuro-linguistic programming, as the media does generally, and other methods of used by the media. Yes, I believe that.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your time, and I have one more question, and I'll hang up to listen to the answer. I'd like to hear you comment on the use of depleted uranium. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Mark. Depleted uranium, this is a crime against humanity, the use of depleted uranium. I mean, there have been 300,000 times more depleted uranium used in the Middle East than the radioactive material used on Japan in the Second World War. Depleted uranium has a half-life of like a billion years. This is, the use of depleted uranium is a crime against humanity. It's outrageous. We're desecrating the planet. And not only that, then you have these American servicemen who have these depleted uranium weapons in their vehicles, and they handle them, and then they come down with cancers and birth abnormalities and so on. Depleted uranium is a terrible problem in the world. In Canada, it is actually against the Canadian law to sell depleted uranium for weapons purposes. But we have such a criminal government in Canada that they completely disregard the law. Everybody completely disregards the law. There is no rule of law anymore in our nations. There is no justice. It's a complete rule of the mob. Or actually, it's not the rule of the mob. It's the rule of these elites. And, the judicial system's become corrupted. The police have become corrupted. And, of course, this doesn't mean all the police or all the military men. We need to be appealing to our police and appealing to honorable men and women in the CIA and the FBI and police services and military. We need honorable men and women in these services to honor their own oaths of office, to protect their country and the citizenry of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic. See, we just need to realize who the terrorists are. There are terrorist threats, but it's not Osama bin Laden. It's not Muslim terrorists. See, we have to understand what we've done to the people in the Middle East. We've gone over and there have been close to 2 million people murdered. 2 million people. And 5-6 million people left homeless and refugees. And that's just how many people murdered. Imagine how many people are sick and deformed and handicapped and disabled. And not only over there, but how many American soldiers. It's so tragic. It's so unbelievably tragic. There's an estimate of 180,000 American servicemen with brain injuries and brain damage. From the Gulf War, there were estimated 400,000 American servicemen who have been damaged through the anthrax inoculations. See, these people, Henry Kissinger refers to the soldiers as stupid, dumb animals. See, these people at the top, they're psychopaths. They portray these wars as, they know how to play on people's sympathies. They know Americans are basically a good people, and Americans want to be a force of good in the world. So they play on those sympathies and mislead the American public to think that we're doing honorable things, invading the Middle East to protect the world against terrorism. And that's why Americans have supported this. I mean, you look at the after 9/11 was so traumatic that all these Americans joined up because of their integrity in a way, because of their love of their country. They joined the forces because we had to defend the United States of America against these threats. It's so tragic. Like you look at that Pat Tillman, I think is the name of the football player, had multi-million dollar contracts. Beautiful young man who had just, great football player and hero of America. And he gave up that to go to serve his country. And they get over there and he begins to realize what a lie the war was, what American forces are really being used for. And what did they do? He ends up being murdered by people within the shadow side of the military and intelligence community. He was shot by friendly fire. I think they said 3 times in the face. See, these people are unconscionable. It's so tragic. I find at times myself in my life, it's like so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming. It breaks my heart. In a way, see, I believe in the mystical dimensions of the human heart. And I believe that, in a way, we are all part of one human family. And our soul life is connected to our hearts. And your heart can be open or it can be closed. If it's closed, that's called the contraction about the heart. And the heart becomes more and more knotted. Imagine clenching your fist and tensing it up more and more. And that's the heart contraction. And the more contracted a person's heart is, then the more and more you lack any feeling or emotions for other people. You lack the capacity for compassion. It brings me, I'm going to just quote from a book here. The book is called Without Conscience, The Disturbing World of the Psychopaths Among Us. And it was by a famous Canadian psychologist, Dr. Robert Hare, who was the world's expert on psychopaths. And here he lists the key symptoms of psychopathy as regards here to the emotional and interpersonal aspect. And these are his key symptoms. Lack of empathy. You see, these people lack empathy. See, for a person like myself, I couldn't imagine murdering or disabling people for the motives of money and power. Because I have empathy. It's like have a heart. You can't go mass murdering people if you have a heart. If your heart is open, you just simply couldn't do this. I wouldn't mass murder people for any amount of money, any amount of power, because I have a soul life. Okay, lack of empathy, lack of remorse or guilt. See, these people have no remorse for the things they do, no guilt that there's something wrong with what they're doing. See, in their own minds, they believe in what they're doing. They even, to themselves, justify it with high ideals. They think, we want to preserve human life on the planet, so we better cull it and reduce the world's population from 6 billion to 500 million. And that, they think, is serving humankind. It's so bizarre. Egocentric and grandiose. See, their ego, that's all, the ego is centered in the mind, in the head. And someone with a big ego, it's like the ego is in the mind, it's centered in the brain, in the head. Whereas yourself is connected to the heart. That's why the mystics say that self-realization involves the dissolution of the false mind into the lotus of the heart. See, unless your heart opens, in a way, you lose your soul, because your soul life is connected to your heart. People know this intuitively. We talk about the heart and soul. Okay, love and compassion, they're connected to the heart. See, I worked as a forensic psychologist in the prisons, and I developed an original approach to working with offenders, and it was called Awakening of Consciousness and the Heart in Criminal Offenders. Because I realized with some of the men that I worked with how damaged they were emotionally by what they had been through in their lives, and then how they contracted about the heart. And then their mind and their ego, their center of consciousness moves from the heart into the mind, in the head, and they become egomaniacs. And they can do things to other people I could never do. Like the acts of cruelty that people do. I would say, like, have a heart. How could you be so heartless to do those things? See, someone who has awakened in the heart couldn't do these kinds of criminal things. Imagine the psychology of these people who would deceive the public and spray them with poisonous chemtrails coast to coast across the country. Okay, and everybody breathes it in, and your pets, and it pollutes the land and the water and the soil. And these people make money off it. And then they spread illness and sickness through the country. And then they make money on selling all their pharmaceutical drugs. And then when the pharmaceutical drugs, they put these out without their being adequately tested. They suppress all the holistic health methods. Now imagine that. How could someone do that? I would rather live in poverty. I would rather be poor and have a soul life than to be rich and be It's unbelievable. See, normal people can't. It's like J. Edgar Hoover says, the conspiracy is so monstrous, people can't believe it exists, because most people still have a heart feeling. Psychopaths don't. Hare describes them deceitful and manipulative, shallow emotions, glib and superficial. That's some of how he describes the emotional life. In spiritual psychology, it's said that there are 7 levels of human evolution. And it's often described, Gurdjieff describes it like an octave, a musical octave. So if you go in an ascending musical octave, you go do, re, mi. Those are the 3 lower first notes in an ascending octave. And then Gurdjieff describes how you have what he calls a missing semitone, that between mi and fa, he says, there's an interval. On a piano keyboard, between mi and fa, you don't have a black note, which are the half notes. You have a black note between do and re and re and mi, but then between mi and fa, you don't have a black note. Gurdjieff calls it the missing semitone. And he says, in nature, when evolution occurs, people generally in life go do, re, mi, but they never get to fa. They never get to that 4th level of human evolution. And he says the first 3 types are primarily physically centered, emotionally, or mentally, but they never attain to the 4th level. And that's what we need to attain. And the 4th level has to do with the awakening of the human heart. And in all of the religions, in Christianity, in Judaism, in Hinduism, in Sufism, in the secret doctrine of Blavatsky, all the great mystical and religious teachings teach us that the self is within the heart. The consciousness and mind are not produced by the brain and the head. The consciousness and self originate out of the human heart. So we have to, in our evolution, attain to this 4th level, the awakening of the heart. And it is said the 3 lower chakras control the motives of money, sex, and power. And you see, that's what the New World Order elites are all about. Money, sex, and power. Money, they have an unspeakable greed. Money is the root of all evil, it's said in the Bible. It's associated with the root chakra. People who have such unimaginable wealth. Unimaginable. Billions and trillions, quadrillions of dollars. And there are people starving around the world. And these people, are they real philanthropists? Do they really help and serve people? No. They just want more. It's like there's insatiable greed that they're controlled by. And then sex, money, sex. You just see among the elites, they have sex slaves. There's pedophilia is rampant, homosexuality is rampant, prostitution is rampant. I mean, according to Alex Jones, he says there are male and female prostitutes in and out of the Bush White House all the time. And there are houses of prostitutions and pedophilia rings, and it's all intertwined through the government, and that's how many of these people are controlled. You know, they're offered prostitutes or children for sex, and then they find out that, oh, they've been videotaped and they're blackmailed. See, and then the money, sex, and power. And you see people like Kissinger. Kissinger describes power as his aphrodisiac, okay? That he gets some kind of sexual ecstasy out of power. Personally, I have no power in my life. I don't have control over anyone. And I don't want it. I want people to be free. I want to set other people free, and I want to be free myself. I don't want power over people. But some people, it's like there's some deficit within them. See, these New World Order elites, see, it's not a New World Order. It's an old world psychiatric disorder. That's what this is about. This is the old world psychiatric disorder. These people, they're not New World. New World will come about when these people are incarcerated in FEMA camps. And there'll be worldwide truth hearings where these people are all exposed for their crimes against humanity, and all their resources will be seized. Throughout the world, all the countries of the world now have anti-terrorist legislation that allows the assets of anyone involved in terrorist activities to be seized by the country. So what has to happen around the world is all the assets of these world elites need to be seized by the peoples of the world, in England, in Canada, United States. And if we ever did this, it would pay off the national debts of all the countries around the world. And 2-3 years ago, I had a period of illumination. And I think this is what's going to happen by 2012. I think by 2012, these people are going to be brought to justice around the world. And their assets are going to be seized, and there's going to be 1,000 years of wealth and abundance for people throughout the world. Because we'll take back all the world's assets that these people have accumulated like fat pigs. And we'll take all that wealth back. And the world, I believe, may have a period of rapture and ecstasy where people awaken from all the lies and deceits that have been foisted upon us. And there'll be all these new discoveries and awakening, and this will be a movement that can occur around the world. And I hope we see concert tours of some of our great artists who will go around the world for the healing of the planet. And all these people, all the Rockefellers, they can all be together in a FEMA camp. That's what they deserve. And all the people from Baxter Pharmaceutical, all these pharmaceutical people who want to inoculate everyone, they can all be in a camp together, and they can have all their own inoculations. And all the Monsanto's people who want to poison people through their GM products, they can all have a FEMA camp and all have their own genetically modified foods. And all these people who want to chip people and put chips in them, we can give all these people chips. And all we got to do is surround these FEMA camps by dogs so that these dogs will guard them. We just put them in the FEMA camps. I don't believe in executing people, even for such sinful things as these people have done. Because I believe if we execute people, then their ghosts are traumatized and simply come back in their next incarnation and continue the same cycles of violence. I think what these people need to do is be exposed to the world so that the world, citizens of the world, can recover from the traumas imposed upon us by these people. And that's what I hope by 2012. That's then we'll have a new world order. Because if we really could use all the advances in technology and medicine, there's so much abundance on this planet. There was never scarcity. These people have created the scarcity. The amount of money they waste all the time on weapons and the military and security and surveillance, the whole thing is a fraud. In Canada, we spend billions and billions of dollars on airport security, all because of a fake story of Osama bin Laden and the Muslims having box cutters. So for 7 years, they search everyone, and if you have a pair of toenail clippers in your luggage, they'll take it from you. And you can't have a bottle of shampoo or anything more than 8 ounces of liquid. The whole thing is a fraud. It always was. We have to wake up and realize there are terrorists, but they're not over in the Middle East. We need to weed these people out, put them in FEMA camps. I certainly don't advocate other cycles of violence. We need to break this cycle of violence and vengeance, even for these people themselves. See, I'm a psychologist, and even in working with the very worst offenders, I could always understand, in a way, why they did what they did, given their conditioning and influences in their upbringing. I could always understand them. And I think, in a way, even if we could see into the hearts of the Rockefellers, in a way, we could have mercy on these people and understand that they, too, were simply a product of their conditioning, their environment. And instead of having another cycle of wanting to execute and hang these people, which they all deserve, it's like George Bush Sr. once said to a White House reporter, he said, if the people really knew what we had done, they would be chasing us down the street to hang us. And this is true. And I don't advocate that, because I think we need to have compassion even upon these people and understand that they too were a product of how they were conditioned and brainwashed and traumatized so that they lost their hearts and souls. Meanwhile, those of us around the world, we need to realize that Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, we all have the same sacred teachings of the heart, and there are mysteries to the human heart. There's a higher dimensional physics to the human heart. And this is available to us, and I believe this will come out over the next years once we can take back our societies from these psychopaths. And that will then bring in a new era of abundance. It's either that, or we're going to have a prison planet, people being enslaved, mass murder and executions around the world. That 1,000 FEMA camps in the United States are ready for, with mass graves prepared, guillotines and everything. We have to stop this. We can't simply repeat again the same cycle as might have happened in Atlanta, the Atlantis, that happened in Nazi Germany. We have to break this cycle. And the only way of doing it is through awakening as to what is happening and being reborn within the human heart. Okay, so I would like to mention my website is at zeropoint.ca. And if people go to my website, listen to the song I have listed there, Where is the Love by the Black Eyed Peas, which is an absolutely beautiful, inspirational song. See, we need to awaken the human heart, and there'll be rapture around the world when these psychopaths are put in prison and their crimes exposed to people. And people make amends then and help each other as one common family on this planet. All people are beautiful. Black and Chinese and Jewish and Christians, all people. We all are part of the human family. We have to overcome all this insanity that's been perpetrated upon us. Okay, so I have a guest coming up, and I've run over a little bit long. I'd like to thank my caller, Mark. Thanks for calling in. I don't usually get calls, but I do have a guest coming up in the second half of the show. So I'm going to just take a couple minutes here, and we'll have an interlude, and we'll get the next guest back on, and it's Kevin Annette, and it's about the genocide committed against the Canadian Aboriginals, and I'll introduce our guest further in a few minutes. Okay, so maybe we can go to music, and we'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome. This is Christopher Holmes, back for a second half of our show today. And unfortunately, we've not been able to connect with our guest today, so I hope that I'll get Kevin Annette back in the future. So I'm going to continue on somewhat in the vein I've been speaking. But I would like to invite people to call in. And I don't usually open it up to phone lines, but I really enjoyed Mark's comments and questions. So I would like to open it up. Internationally, you can call 888-815-9756. And within the United States, 530-776-5185. Okay, so those two numbers, and please call in, and I would encourage people to have a look at my website at zeropoint.ca if you are not familiar with my website, and I would like to put a plea out for any support. I've kind of been working, I've left the mainstream in my life and just work myself under the Zero Point logo, Institute for Mystical and Spiritual Science. And I work at my writing and I've become an active member of the Canadian Action Party, which is the only non-New World psychiatric disordered party in Canada that the people in CAP really understand what's happening in the world. And we've demanded 9/11 truth. We want criminal investigations of the RCMP and the military and CSIS, which is our intelligence community. We have to take back our society from these people. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, most officers are honorable men and women, but somehow at the higher level of these police services, there is some form of systemic corruption that they've become controlled by this class of psychopathic elites. And we have to regain control of our forces. And as similarly in the United States, you know, you have to take back control of the CIA so that the CIA once again serve and protect the American public. I remember being very taken with Ron Paul when he was running for president. And at the time I was shocked. He said, oh, he would dissolve the CIA. And at the time I just couldn't comprehend that. But now I see it more. It's like the CIA has come to no longer serve and protect the American people. They serve and protect these terrorists. They've become a terrorist organization. Now, that doesn't mean everybody in the CIA is involved in it. They're compartmentalized. They grow up in a culture of narcissism and the elitism. But these people in their hearts, see, the first step to awakening, Gurdjieff says, is the experience of remorse of conscience. And that is what we need to have occur around the world. Remorse of conscience. That Americans realize that, my God, you know, we thought we were doing good. We thought we were serving democracy. We thought we were protecting people. You know, and how did we enable this to happen? How were we all so busy and preoccupied? These thieves came and stole it all away from under our noses. We need to experience the remorse of conscience. And that happens when you wake up and realize the tragedies of what has happened. You know, and all our societies are based on such high ideals. Like the Constitution of the United States is one of the most brilliant and powerful messages ever penned in the history of the human race. So what happened between the act and then the shadow, and instead it became a nation based on lies? That's not where Americans are a good people. The people of Iraq and Iran and elsewhere are good people. The peoples of Israel. You see, but people have been so conditioned and brainwashed. You see, and that's what we have to happen, is we have to have people in the military and the RCMP and CSIS and the government say, no, this is enough. Enough is enough. This is insanity. You're being sprayed too by chemtrails. I remember Andrew Molden, the new head of the Canadian Action Party. I heard a radio interview. He's involved in the States in court cases against pharmaceutical companies over the damage of inoculations. And he was up against one of the heads of one of these organizations supporting inoculations. And he was saying he finally met this person face to face, and because of Andrew's background as a neuropsychologist and neurologist and MD and psychiatrist, he was able to identify the evidence of inoculation brain damage on this fellow who was a proponent of inoculations, who had had the inoculations. Andrew was able to see the evidences that this man himself had been brain damaged by his inoculations. You see, these people don't realize. You know, these nurses who think they're serving people by giving them inoculations. You see, it's all brainwashing. Everybody's been deceived. And then when all the evidence starts to come out about the damages being caused by inoculations, well, it's suppressed by the pharmaceutical companies. And the media won't report it because they're controlled by the pharmaceutical and corporate elite. It's just the destructiveness of what's been done to our nations. It's beyond belief. And it's not a new thing. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, some people have realized this. I hear on other Patriot shows, people who've been aware of this developing over 20, 30 years. I myself just never saw it. I just, I plead innocence. I woke up 2.5 years ago when my youngest son got me to watch the movie Loose Change. And you just realize, oh, 9/11 was a fraud. And then you begin to understand, well, how could that possibly be? Why hasn't the media ever told us? And then you realize, oh, these people control all the media. I saw Glenn Beck on TV the other day comparing 9/11 truthers to Holocaust deniers. Like, Glenn Beck is so pathetic. He's like, what a pathological, egomaniacal liar. These people in the media, they need to pay for their crimes. We need FEMA camps for these people. Glenn Beck should for the rest of his life have to listen to replays of all his own lies endlessly. And those people around him can all listen to their own lies over and over and over again. See, that would be hell. And you put them all together in a FEMA camp together for intercourse among themselves. And we can give them, they can have their Gardasil inoculations, they can be chipped, they can have GM foods, they can have inoculations, they can have all the white sugar they want. We can deny them health products like they would like to deny others. And we just keep them in these FEMA camps and allow the rest of humanity to progress on the course of human evolution. These people have intentionally blocked human evolution on this planet. And this doesn't even go back simply 50 years. It goes back centuries. There have been these elite classes of psychopaths who grow up, they're little mama's darlings, and they're pampered and spoiled, and they grow up and they have no heart. They have no heart feeling, compassion for other living beings. The beginning of the show, I was going to talk a little bit about Beelzebub's Tales to His Grandson and the book by Gurdjieff. And it's a remarkable book. And in this book, Beelzebub is actually a character who was banished to our solar system because he intervened in the running of the universe, and he was banished to our solar system, and he set up an observatory on the planet Mars. And in the book, Beelzebub's Tales, it's the stories about Beelzebub's visits to planet Earth. He does 6 visits to planet Earth beginning at the time of Atlantis. And he has a spaceship called the Occasion, and he lands on planet Earth and observes the peculiarities of the lives of the three-brained beings, he calls them, on planet Earth. And it's a critique of the life of modern man. And he particularly talks about what he calls Hasnamas individuals. And it's a very peculiar book, but he says they have, Gurdjieff in this book invents a number of unusual words. He says they're controlled by what he calls the Naluosnian spectrum of impulses. And he describes these Hasnamas individuals. And I don't know the meaning of the word Hasnamas. I don't know its derivation. It likely has a particular derivation. But the main thing he says about the Hasnamas individuals is that the data have not been crystallized within them for the divine impulse of objective conscience. See, these people have no conscience. See, for Gurdjieff, a person intuitively, it's like when you do something wrong, for most people, you know it's wrong. Even if you do it and you're tempted, in your heart, you still know it's wrong and you shouldn't be doing it. That's why when we do things in our lives afterwards, we kind of knew they were wrong, but we did them. We were tempted. We gave in to temptations. But the whole time, we knew in our hearts there was something wrong in what we were doing. Well, Hasnamas individuals, for Gurdjieff, are men or women without conscience. And he has seven impulses on the spectrum of impulses. The first is every kind of depravity, conscious as well as unconscious. And we see that among the world elites. Every possible kind of depravity, sexual perversion, mass murdering of people, poisoning of people, stealing the wealth of the nation. Look at the $10 trillion or more stolen from the American public by the banksters, all taken and deposited into offshore banks. Okay, every household in the United States now has a cumulative debt of $500,000. You know, American people will never get out of this debt trap. It's impossible. And these are all subject to compound interest. The people of the United States are going to be debt servants. You and your children and grandchildren. If we can't take our nations back, we're going to be enslaved in this debt cycle. Okay, so the Hasnamas, every kind of depravity. And you see this, you see the child pornography and snuff movies, sexual perversions of all kinds, every kind of depravity has been fostered by these New World Order elites. They have wanted to undermine religious sentiment. And they've led people to believe that the difficulties in warfare on the earth are caused by religious differences. That there's a basic conflict, animosity between Muslims and Christians and Jews. But that's a complete fraud. You see, really, Muslims, real Muslims, Christians, real Christians, and real Jews, we all need to combine together because we all share this Sacred Heart doctrine. Our religious and spiritual teachings are all share that same element. The difference, the cause of conflict is not between religions. It's those of us, we all on this planet need to honor and recognize religious differences. God has many aspects. People compare it sometimes to light shining through a prism, and it gives a spectrum of seven colors. Well, so similarly with religions. Although I grew up in a Christian family, so I've been most influenced in my life by Christianity, and that is what's closest to my heart. But I totally respect the Muslim teaching, there's so much in commonality between the Muslim faith and the Christian faith. The Muslims acknowledge Christ and Moses and the other great patriarchs of the Bible. And I, you know, I'm Christian, but I've studied the Judaic and Kabbalistic teachings of the Jews. And the Kabbalistic Tree of Life is the most beautiful symbol of higher dimensional existence. The Tree of Life is this 10 sephira on the Tree of Life. And that embodies this ancient teachings about the divine laws of the 3 and 7. About 3 years ago, I was invited to California by Guy Ritchie, Madonna's husband at the time, and involved in a movie on Kabbalah and that he was producing, which I haven't seen come out yet. And I spoke about, I gave some teaching on the Tree of Life. It's a model of higher dimensional existence. And you have, in the Tree of Life, you have 3 sephira and 7 lower sephira. And that embodies the laws of 3 and 7. See, this ancient teachings of the laws of 3 and 7, those also are in Christianity, Judaism, Vedic teachings, the secret doctrine of Blavatsky. They're in the book of Genesis, the laws of 3 and 7. These sacred teachings have been hidden from people. So that people don't understand their own religious teachings. I mean, you look what's happened to the Christian churches. Where are the Christians? Why aren't the Christians out protesting? The Christians are supposed to love your enemy as yourself and believe in truth and justice and love. How come the Christians aren't out there? Why aren't the churches out protesting the wars and this inhumanity being perpetrated in their names? Christianity has become completely perverted. It's just like the Roman Catholic Church, the largest pedophile organization in the history of the human race. The Catholic Church, you know the Catholic Church over in Rome, where they hoard billions and trillions of dollars of wealth. Catholic Church has invested in the weapons industry for decades. Okay, and then they have the Pope talks about, oh, feeding the poor and having compassion for humanity. Well, the Catholic Church, do they ever give out monies or help people around the world who are starving and diseased and need medical help? No, they just accumulate it. People would be shocked to see what's underneath the Vatican, the dungeons under there. And, you know, through history, at one point, the Catholic Church, the Vatican, they were brothels for male and female prostitution, you know, child kidnap rings, satanic influences have interpenetrated and taken over Christianity. We have to recover the true Christianity. And true Muslims don't commit terrorist acts like 9/11. They just don't do it. Again, it's how we've been misled. We've been misled to believe that there's a natural antagonism between religions. And once again, it's all tied into the Rockefellers and their World Council of Churches and a complete degrading of the Christian faith and the Jewish faith. So I don't see, sometimes people call it the Jew world order. But these people aren't all Jewish, and in a way, that's so unfair. In my life, at one point in my life, all my friends were Jewish. You know, and they were really good people. They weren't part of this insanity of the Zionist element. You know, this isn't a Jewish thing. We need Jewish people to wake up from their conditioning, just like Muslims and Christians. We all need to wake up. And then we need to come together to take back our country, our countries and our world from these people. We could see the mass extermination of millions or billions of people on this planet unless we're able to achieve this. And what benefits a man if you gain the world but lose your soul? It benefits you nothing. I would rather live in poverty but maintain my soul life and die honorably than to have worldly riches and temporary pleasures of that nature, but to lose my soul. These people who have been part of these schemes, they think they can evade justice. And in this life, they may. But they're fated for awful afterlife retributive consequences. What they face in afterlife conditioning, they're going to experience hellish conditions. They really are. They may be eaten by the moon, devoured carnivorously by the moon, and be fed on by the moon, because they come under lunar influences. People are enslaved. At the death, people can pass to the moon and be trapped, imprisoned in the moon, where you work as slaves, mental and physical slaves. See, those are the lunatics. Whereas the inner man, if we awaken, we come from the sun. So a person's choice is between the sun or the moon. When upon death, we really want to attain to the higher spiritual world. And the sun is a higher spiritual world. We come from the sun. And this is an ancient teaching. The human beings, the higher self comes from the sun. The moon is said to be the origin of the physical body. The Blavatsky explains that the lunar pritis, or lunar intelligences, help to fashion the physical body. That's why the physical body is so, like the conception is in terms of lunar months and the cycle of ovulation of women is connected to the moon, the lunar cycles. So the moon is tied into the lower nature in human beings, but the inner man comes from the sun. And the heart in the human being is the sun of the body. In the Vedic teachings, they compare the heart to the sun and the mind in the head to the moon. Because the mind in the head only reflects the light of the sun within the heart. Just like the moon has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. Similarly, the mind or brain in the head doesn't produce consciousness. Consciousness originates out of the higher dimensional physics of the human heart. And that light consciousness can illuminate the mind. The psychopaths, they're centered in the mind. Their minds, they become... Some of them even attain psychic powers through the development of the higher faculties of the mind. But really, they aren't awakened within the heart. See, we need to awaken in the heart, and if we awaken in the heart, the light of the self can then illuminate the mind and the higher centers. See, the heart chakra, there's a system of seven chakras. Three below the heart and three above it. Most people, their hearts are controlled by the three lower chakras. That's why their principal motives are money, sex, and power. But in a way, that's the lower type of human being. That's the type of human being who misses the mark, which is the original meaning of the word to sin. It means to miss the mark, to not attain to yourself. And these New World psychiatric disordered elites, see, they don't know the higher self because they're dead in their hearts. They lose their soul and they're controlled by the lower physical nature. They become lunatics. These people are lunatics. Like Kissinger and Brzezinski and all these people, they're lunatics. And lunacy is connected to the false mind. I read some of their writings. They're, in a way, they're totally superficial. They're superficial. Here's an example of what I would say. Here's a lunatic. I'll quote from this fellow, a very famous philosopher of the New World Order system, Bertrand Russell. Here's a quote from Bertrand Russell, the impact of society on, of science on society. And this is Bertrand Russell. At present, the population of the world is increasing. If a black death could be spread throughout the world once in every generation, survivors would procreate freely without making the world too full. The state of affairs might be somewhat unpleasant, but what of it? Really high-minded people are indifferent to suffering, especially that of others. Gradually, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between the rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebs would be as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. Okay, now that's Bertrand Russell. Now, Bertrand Russell wrote dozens and dozens of books. See, and he's regarded as a great philosopher. But you see, there's something fundamentally insane in Bertrand Russell. He's someone who's developed so much in his mind, in his head, but he has no feeling in his heart. And he thinks he's an elite type, but really he's not. He's a degenerate type. See, that's what we need to, people need to realize about the New World Order elites. It's no, they don't offer us a new world order. It's the old world. And it's not, it's an old world psychiatric disorder. Bertrand Russell's, from a mystical perspective, he's severely mentally disturbed. Okay, he says, really high-minded people. Can you just imagine him as this British intellectual? Really high-minded people are indifferent to suffering, especially that of others, you know? I mean, it's pathetic. Are high-minded people indifferent to the suffering of others? That's high-minded? You think that's what it is to be an elite, to be indifferent to the suffering of others? See, it's not. These people are psychiatrically disturbed. And he, you know, I don't know how he grew up, and if you knew his life story, you would likely have compassion on Bertrand Russell. He was probably brought up by nannies and very privileged, and he had no expressions of love in his life. And he grows up and he develops his mind, but in his heart, he's empty. There's nothing there. He has no soul life. And that's not a higher type. See, the elites, it's so funny because the elites really are the lower, they're degenerate type. See, they're degenerated. That's what happened. That's how they've held back the evolution of life, humankind on this planet. These degenerate types who have attained to power, but they're, you could see, I watched that movie W about George Bush. And you just see George Bush. He's got like a womanizer, alcoholic, cocaine head. You know, he kind of grows up and they have so much and they have so little feeling or caring or genuine empathy for anybody else. And they grow up and they're conditioned to thinking that they're special and that that anything they want is fine if it advances their own self-interest. See, this is a degenerate type. And that's why the New World Order people are so opposed to any genuine religious teachings. Because if religious people on this planet, see, if we came together, the Hindus, the natives, the Muslims, the real Jews, would all realize this teaching of the heart. And we would imprison these psychopaths who have ascended and gain control and want to bring about their degenerate so-called New World Order. I try my Henry Kissinger. What we need is a new World Order. I know I can't. I got to imitate Henry Kissinger talk about New World Order. I mean, Kissinger, I mean, can't people see, like, is this guy alive? Does he have love in his heart? Does he experience the ecstasy of the heart? No. No, he's a person who, in a way, is mad. He's insane. He's a lunatic. And these people have ascended to power. These egomaniac psychopaths, controlled by money, sex, and power. See, these people need to be exposed. And those of us who have heart, we need to come together. We need to have courage to do this. And the word courage actually comes from the French, la cour, meaning heart, and courage is having a new heart. And that's what we've got to do. We see the truthers in the world, we've got to come together in the human heart, because all human beings are like cells of one human heart that lives through us all. And we have to have courage to face this beast in modern times. And we don't want to give in. Like, we're bordering on horrific things that are going to be done in America. These things are coming up. I mean, if they really move forward with releasing all their biological weapons against the American people, I mean, they're already poisoning you from the air with the chemtrails. They spread these poisons. We've got to see these terrorists are within our own society. Forget about the Muslims over in the Middle East. They're not the terrorists. See, who we're told are the terrorists depends on who owns the media. But the people who own the media are part of the terrorist organization. So if we wake up, we realize, oh, all the media have all become part of this conspiracy to commit mass murder against American people and Canadian and elsewhere. So what we have to do is seize all the assets of these terrorist organizations. And all the media should be seized because they've all participated in terrorist activity. All the assets of the media should be seized. And everybody in the media, most of the people there, they know what they're doing is wrong.
We have a caller.
They become part of the system and they can't escape it. They know if they speak out, they'll simply lose their job. They, in a way, they lose their souls and they get bought out. But if we could take back the media, and then all these people could be real reporters once again and actually report the news.
Caller, line three.
Reporting. Do I have a caller?
Yes, Dr. Holmes?
Yeah, please.
This is Mark from Ohio again. I'm sorry for calling in again.
No, please, Mark. I enjoyed you. Thank you.
Okay. Usually I don't call any more than one time on a show, but your phone lines are wide open, so I thought I would go ahead and try again. Do you have any archives for your show? This is the first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah, I have almost 3 years of archives of my show, all available through the BBS website.
Okay,
I also
so you
sell
have
them as a set through my website. Even though I've never sold a copy, but I've downloaded them all myself and put them on CDs.
Okay, so they're available.
BBS has, so, yeah, they're all available through BBS.
Okay. I'll have to take a look at that. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, have you done any research into what I would call suppressed history?
To some extent. I mean, I'm studied in some things like, I'm not sure that, I mean, it's such a broad topic. I mean, I'm studied a little bit in Blavatsky, and so I have some knowledge of things like the Hyperborean society and Atlantis and some ideas about that and ancient civilizations and some of the kind of secret hidden history of humankind, like through the past centuries. I mean, it's not my area of expertise, but I have some knowledge of it. Did you have something in mind, Mark?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a city called Mohenjo-Daro in Pakistan?
No, I haven't. Could you tell us about it?
Yeah, you might want to do some research on this. You might find it very interesting.
Could you spell it?
That'd be very difficult.
Or even say it again. I can
it's Mohenjo-Daro. And I don't know what the correct spelling is, but you might try to just type it into Google phonetically, and you might be able to find it.
How would you suggest typing it in phonetically?
M-O-H-E-N.
M-O-H-E-N.
J-E-N-D-A-R-O, maybe, something like that.
J-E-N-D-A-R, okay.
Yeah, D-A-R-O. Anyway, there's a city in Pakistan that's an ancient city. There's a lot of dispute over the exact age, but it's mostly a stone city. And the background radiation is higher there than at the Trinity site in Nevada. It's higher than Hiroshima or Nagasaki.
Wow.
And there are actually human skeletons which have been fused into the side of stones.
Wow.
Yeah. So something happened there in our ancient past that might give us a clue that a lot of our history has been filtered, I think.
Yeah, that we've been through also like a cycle of what we face now, like that in the Vedas of India, they claim that there were these very highly advanced civilizations, you know, 100,000 years ago, and that they had like nuclear weapons and space mobiles and so on, but that this was destroyed. And this would seem to kind of support that kind of notion that had been the center of one of those like war processes. And
don't you think this historical information is part of what this Bilderberger group is actually hiding? And it's almost like they're trying to keep us in the dark, kind of like mushrooms. You know, they feed us BS and then they keep us in the dark.
Yeah, well, they themselves are very interested. And I think that's also true in terms of contact with extraterrestrials. And of their being, that they know there are all kinds of visitors to this solar system from other planets.
Well,
and
you know,
it's like the things left on Mars. Is there like a Sphinx and pyramid type things on Mars? I believe there was. There may even be advanced kind of societies there now.
I agree, and I think part of this whole control matrix is to keep us believing that we're isolated and that we're alone, don't you think?
Yes. And not for us not to realize our higher possibilities of evolution. I remember years ago I read some material by Swami Prabhupada, the founder of Krishna Consciousness, and I remember Prabhupada said, he said, oh, you people on planet Earth, you think you're so smart that you can blast off and land a little space capsule on the moon. And then he said, but yogis who develop higher cities or psychical powers, they can travel in not only to planets in the physical universe, but also to planets in the spiritual sky. And I thought, wow, imagine that. If through psychical development, we could explore not only our solar system, but even beyond that through the development and awakening of human consciousness. So, and actually, I believe that's possible, that we can explore the solar system and beyond that by developing our own higher faculties, or what I'd call our higher being bodies.
Have you watched Dr. Stephen Greer's disclosure video?
Yeah, at different points I have, and I've heard him speak publicly on a few occasions.
He's quite interesting, if you're interested in that sort of thing at all.
He had some profound experiences like that of being outside of our solar system and encountering these beings and such. I think that's described in his autobiography.
Yeah, that's extremely fascinating. Well, I just wanted to say thanks, and I'll be looking for your show and your archives, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure
Bye-bye.
To have you call in.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Great, thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that's fun to open up the lines. I'm sorry I don't do that more often, really. It's really, I enjoy that and interacting with people. Today I'm without my co-host, but Jim and I will tend to talk on and on sometimes, and it's so useful to open it up. So, I guess we got about 10 minutes left here, I think. So just to try to pick up, we didn't have our guests today. So today I've been trying to talk about, like, for us to get a grasp of, like, who these New World Order elites are in terms of spiritual psychology and forensic psychology. How really, in a way, they are of a degenerate type. And not all of them, because at the higher levels of the Illuminati, these people do acquire occult powers. And I'd like to just quote, see, their symbol is often the eye within the triangle. And that represents awakening of the third eye. And that's a famous symbol. It's called the Eye of Dogma by Blavatsky. But Blavatsky says this in her book, The Voice of the Silence. Learn above all to separate head learning from soul wisdom, the eye from the heart doctrine. But even ignorance is better than head learning with no soul wisdom to illuminate and guide it. The doctrine of the eye is for the crowd. The doctrine of the heart for the elect. Now what Blavatsky's saying here really is that the doctrine of the heart is a higher teaching than this idea of the doctrine of the eye and the awakening of the third eye. And that's the primary teaching of the Illuminati, is this doctrine of the eye. But Blavatsky here is saying the doctrine of the heart is really the higher teaching for the elect. Great Sifter, she says, is the name of the heart doctrine. Great Sifter. That's interesting. It's like panning for gold, and you sift, and what's left is the gold nuggets. And I would say that about the heart doctrine. You see, these Illuminati, I believe, do develop these higher psychical powers. They awaken the third eye, and they can function within the realms of the astral light. But really, that is a lower level teaching than the heart doctrine, which has to do with the awakening of the heart. And if you awaken in your heart, what happens is the illumination of the heart then illuminates the higher centers. And I've had experiences of this when I went through a period of kind of enlightenment and rapture, when all these things happened to me, my kind of awakening to all this. And it was like, I felt it was like light pouring into my mind. And whatever I turned my mind to, it would be filled with knowledge. And I could cast my gaze or my mind anywhere and be illuminated and filled with knowledge. It was the most unusual experiences, ineffable. Like, I can't put it into words what I experienced. But how it was like entering this level of illuminated higher mind and having these extended powers of the mind. I don't ordinarily have that, but I've experienced it at a period of time when in illuminations. See, often people have experiences of illumination and realization, but it doesn't mean that you always then have that same faculty or experience subsequently. You can experience these things, but then you fall down and you lose it, and it's hard to regain it or to recover that experience or to live in that level. I remember during that period, it was like I could read the Bible, and And the words in the Bible shape-shifted on me and just filled me with knowledge as I read the Bible. I could understand it in a totally different way than I ordinarily read and understand the Bible. And they actually, the words shape-shifted on me. And I knew intuitively that the wording and had been changed in a way, that there had been deceptions that had been brought into the Bible. Again, it's like what Mark was saying, how, see, we've been dummied down so much. We've been deceived about the history of humankind. We've been deceived about the Bible. I think they had stepped down versions of the Bible, so we didn't really understand what the Bible's about. We've been deceived by the churches because they didn't give us the mystical side of Christianity. See, I'm interested in, as a Christian, as a child, I was very devout as a child and was an altar boy and server and very moved by my Christian experience, but then like abandoned the church for 40 years almost now. But my interest is mystical Christianity. Because there's a whole side to Christianity that the churches have no idea of, which is the mystical side, the Christ within the heart side, how to attain Christ consciousness, the laws of 3 and 7. There's so much that we've been deceived within the churches. The churches have lost their own sacred teachings. The Hindus don't understand their sacred teachings. The Jews don't understand theirs. Kabbalah is denied Jews, the study of Kabbalah is denied Jews apparently until they're over 40 years old. But why? It's this absolutely profound higher dimensional teaching. When I went to L.A. for that interview with Guy Ritchie, the first part was on the ego and such, and then we took a break and it was supposed to be the end of the recording, and I heard one of the film crew say, "Wow, this guy knows more about Kabbalah than all the experts that we had had." And then Guy Ritchie asked me, was there anything more I would have liked to have said? And until then, the interview had been really structured, and I said, well, yeah, I would have talked, and I started explaining other aspects of Kabbalah. And then I'm like, oh, wow, holy smokes, we got to go back. And we all went back, and we did another shooting for another 40 minutes for me explaining some of the higher dimensional aspects of Kabbalistic teaching. So then, and there was a scholar kind of waiting there to be filmed next, and the guy said, oh no, he can wait, he can wait. And we all went back and did 40 more. I'm not meaning to be boastful, but it was like so often all these scholars and academics, they articulate Kabbalistic teaching, but they miss the essence of it. They miss the essence of it. And that's what's happened in religion. In the study of Kabbalah, study of Christianity, study of the Vedas, people have missed certain elements in these teachings. We've been intentionally dummied down. So we have to recover these lost teachings in our religious and spiritual traditions. And we need to have courage and face this beast upon us. I do believe we've faced this kind of massive self-destruction that we are facing now, but I believe we can still turn it around. We need to have courage in our lives to awaken and come together. We can't forget. We can't fall down again.
We're coming up to close.
Okay, so, well, I'd like to once again thank BBS so much for having my show. This is the third year of my show, and nothing like internet.
We love you.
Thanks,
we love you.
And people, look at my website, zeropoint.ca, and I do appreciate any contributions. In three years of requesting contributions to help support me, I've raised $110. And myself have, unfortunately, you know, I really do struggle even to manage. So if anyone out there is so kind to make any donation to me, I do appreciate that. Okay, so remember yourself, keep heart, let's turn the tide. Okay, we've got to turn this around. Where is the love? Let's find the love and compassion in our own hearts and come together. Thank you all. Goodbye.